Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin trader eyes $38,000 dip as Cathie Wood confirms $1 million Bitcoin price target by 2030. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, Bitcoin is in the process of trying to turn the $43,100 area into support. If it fails to do that and $43,000 turns into resistance, Bitcoin will confirm a return to the $38,000 to $43,000 range, which was home to consolidation earlier this year. Until then, retest in progress. And as he points out here, Bitcoin continues to hover above the blue 50-week exponential moving average. Breaks beyond this EMA have preceded immense upside, turn this bull market EMA into support, and we'll see the bull market resume. Let's freaking go. And quoting Cathie Wood of ARK Invest on stage at Bitcoin 2022 conference here in Miami, the price of a single Bitcoin could exceed $1 million by 2030. Send it. And this just in, breaking news, Lightning to strike Shopify merchants with addition of Bitcoin payments. That's right. As pointed out here, major U.S. retailers now accepting Bitcoin include McDonald's, Walmart, Macy's, Circle K, and the list continues. And quoting the Strike CEO, Jack Mahler's here, if I want to walk into a Whole Foods, a McDonald's, and use a different payment network, it's this thing. As the merchant, you can receive in Bitcoin, take Starbucks points. I don't care. And more breaking news, Samson Mao introduces new nation state adoption for crypto at the Bitcoin 2022 conference. Now it is official. Bitcoin is legal tender in Honduras, Portugal, and now soon to be in Mexico. Quoting the Mexican senator here, in Mexico, 67 million people are not included in our financial system. Bitcoin is the solution to the problem. Through financial inclusion and financial education, the people have a better quality of life. Preach. Also in today's show, Mike Novogratz doubles down on his $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction and even says that he expects the digital asset to eventually reach as high as $1 million per coin. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, and other top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over $10. To take advantage of it, visit ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net and use promo code CryptoNews. Again, that's ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net, promo code CryptoNews, and download the FTX app today. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, coming live from the third day of the Bitcoin Miami Conference. It's been pretty sweet so far with a lot of major announcements, and I got a lot to share in today's show, so let's break it down. Bitcoin faced a new threat of a dip below $40,000 this morning on April 8th as the short time frames failed to rescue the bulls. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin consolidating in a range bounded by $44,000 prior to Friday's Wall Street open. Now the pair, Bitcoin slash USD, reduced volatility after a come down from 2022 highs during the week, but analysts warned that a return to the year's established trading range was the next clear step. As crypto analyst Rhett Capital shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin is in the process of trying to turn the $43,100 area into support. If it fails to do that and 43,000 turns into resistance, Bitcoin will confirm a return to the 38 to 43,000 range, which was home to consolidation earlier this year. Until then, retest in progress. And also eyeing a fresh leg down was CryptoEd, who flagged a failed breakout attempt at 44,000 as a signal of a potential bearish continuation. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin breaking out of the pennant I showed in the video, be alert for a wick to take out the previous high and down again, as that could be the trap here. And in a new YouTube video on the day, he additionally highlighted that $40,000 was the next logical bearish target. Meanwhile, Rec Capital dealt a potential silver lining in the form of Bitcoin preserving his 50-week exponential moving average after an earlier breakout, something which in times of past had preceded immense upside, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin continues to hover above the blue 50-week exponential moving average. Breaks beyond this EMA have preceded immense upside. Turn this bull market EMA into support, and we'll see the bull market resume. Well, let's go. Now, the lackluster price performance accompanied the ongoing Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami, which despite various attention-grabbing speeches and announcements from big industry names, failed to lift the market sentiment. PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, who I caught live when I was actually at the conference myself, he caught the limelight with a keynote speech in which he named Warren Buffett, the movement, and others in a list of Bitcoin's U.S. enemies. I agree 100% with Peter Thiel, so much respect, quoting him here. If we had to summarize this in one frame, it is the finance gentrocracy that runs the country through whatever silly virtual signaling, hate factory terms like ESG, and what they have versus what we have think as a revolutionary youth movement, he told the audience. Also, we had ARK Invest's Cathie Wood, who doubled down on a prediction that Bitcoin would cost $1 million by 2030. She actually shared that live on stage. As quoted here, the price of a single Bitcoin could exceed $1 million by 2030. So shout out to Cathie Wood. I agree with her 100%. I feel it's only a matter of time and its destiny as we are heading in that direction.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
We also have ARK Invest's Cathie Wood, who also doubled down on her prediction that the Bitcoin price would cost $1 million by 2030, which she shared live on stage. And the Wood-managed ARK Innovation ETF, ARKK, traded down over 34% year-to-date on Friday. So there you have it. How many of you have been watching the Bitcoin 2022 conference? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, lightning to strike Shopify merchants with addition of Bitcoin payments with all of these major retailers, including McDonald's, Walmart, Macy's, etc. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting down 1.2% for the day, trading just under $42,900. We have Ether barely in the green, up 0.36%, trading just above $3,200. Near has been pumping, while Luna, Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, XRP, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. I actually watched Jack Mahler's yesterday on stage and was pretty awesome to say the least. Chicago-based payment application Strike has integrated with global commerce giant Shopify so that merchants can accept Bitcoin payments via the Bitcoin Lightning Network. That's right. The Lightning Network is a layer two scaling solution for the King Crypto designed to facilitate faster and cheaper transactions. The Strike CEO Jack Mahlers revealed the new integration on stage at Bitcoin Miami 2022 conference on Thursday. This move could allow Shopify's almost 2 million global merchants to accept Bitcoin payments denominated in the US dollar. However, the only merchant partnered cited Strike's official release was Warren Lotus, an LA-based streetwear brand, and that site was down at the time of this recording. Now, Shopify is the world's 18th largest e-commerce company with about $4.6 billion in annual revenue, according to the market research site Macro Trends. Its services enables merchants to set up an online store in over 175 different countries. And quoting the Strike CEO, Jack Mahler's right here, Bitcoin carries all these properties. Lightning carries all these properties. If we're able to do this, we would offer superior payments. This is just a fact. If I want to walk into a Whole Foods, a McDonald's, and use a different payment network, it's this thing. As the merchant, you can receive in Bitcoin, take Starbucks points. I don't care. So a very powerful speech and launch from Jack Maulers, and you can see all these companies now accepting Bitcoin, including major U.S. retailers, McDonald's, Walmart, Macy's, Circle K, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kroger, Chick-fil-A, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wendy's, Krispy Kreme, Tim Hortons, Red Robin, Chipotle, Firehouse, Publix, and the list goes on and on. So this is another major announcement we just heard from the Bitcoin conference. Now also, the Bitcoin 2022 official Twitter account stated the integration was already live and quoted Maulers criticizing the modern payment system, which started in 1949 with the Diners Club card. Quoting him here, any online merchant that uses Shopify can accept payments without the 1949 Boomer network, receive it instantly, cash final, no intermediary, no 3% fee. And according to Maulers, one of the main advantages of using Bitcoin via the Lightning network is that payments settle nearly instantly instead of the late 2 to 15 day settlement he cited as a drawback to existing common electronic payment methods. He also added that instant settlements help both consumers and merchants complete accounting work and know their exact balances faster. Now, Maulers also revealed Strike's partnership with the Black Hawk Payment Network, reportedly the largest point of sale supplier in the world. The company draws $2.5 billion in annual revenue, and its website states that it has products at over 400,000 storefronts in 28 countries. Now, Bitcoin 2022 has already been a hotbed of buzz, not just for the Bitcoin Miami Bull that was unveiled ahead of the opening event, but for Robinhood announcing the launch of its long-awaited crypto wallet for 2 million waitlisted clients. The wallet will also integrate Lightning Network. Let's break and go. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Samson Mao introduces new nation state adoption for crypto at Bitcoin 2022 conference. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just above that $2 trillion milestone with $84 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 41.1% with the Ether dominance at 19.6%. Now checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the top 100 in the past 24 hours. We have Near Protocol leading the pack up 24%, trading at $18.79, followed by Engine Coin up almost 5%, trading at $1.71, followed by Zcash up almost 4%, trading just under $172. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see just a handful actually in the green, including Mina, ANC, CVX, Kava, Near, and Celo, while most are correcting and in the red. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 37 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday, a 34, last week, a 50, and last month, a 22 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now, BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Speaking at Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami, Samson Mao, former chief strategy officer at Blockstream, named three new jurisdictions that would be adopting or proposing to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. As told by Mao, the first is that of the Caribbean island Roatan, which is a part of Honduras. Honduras Prospera Inc. is the organizer and promoter of the jurisdiction. The entity's president, Joel Baumger, told the audience, Bitcoin within Prospera operates as legal tender. That means no capital gains tax on BTC. You can transact freely using BTC and you can pay taxes and fees to the jurisdiction in BTC. And in addition, Baumger announced that starting on Thursday, the Prospera jurisdiction will enable municipalities in Honduras and corporate entities outside of the U.S. to float Bitcoin bonds within Prospera. And furthermore, accredited investors, meaning U.S. residents who qualify as high individuals or with their income threshold can also directly invest into Honduras Prospera Inc. and receive securitized equity tokens. And the next jurisdiction to make Bitcoin legal tender is that of Madeira, an autonomous region of Portugal. Miguel, president of the regional government of Madeira, said that individuals in Madeira are not subject to capital gains taxes when buying and selling Bitcoin, while also touting that the region's 5% corporate tax rate is in its free trade zone as one of the lowest in Europe. And finally, Mexican Center Indira Kempis floated the possibility of legislating Bitcoin as legal tender with the Mexican president in line with earlier claims, sharing the following. In Mexico, 67 million people are not included in our financial system. Bitcoin is the solution to this problem. Through financial inclusion and financial education, the people can have a better quality of life. So there you have it. We have Portugal, Honduras, and Mexico next to make Bitcoin legal tender. Excited exciting times as the dominoes around the world continue, as Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. And before I break down our final story of the day, Mike Novogratz doubles down on his $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,100 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Mike Novogratz has once again reiterated his support for the $500,000 future prediction for the King Crypto, the Galaxy Digital CEO, who was recently at the Bitcoin 2022 conference held in Miami, has spoken in favor of the crypto once more, highlighting the future potential of the digital assets. Novogratz gave his prediction speaking at the conference, but this time was not the first time that the billionaire would be making such a prediction. Novogratz, who put the Bitcoin price at $500,000 per coin in the next decade, had shared his thoughts behind his prediction. One of those had been the economy and the growing inflation rates that had been plaguing it. The Federal Reserve had been working nonstop with increasing interest rates and stuff, but the billionaire notes that once the Fed begins to take a pause from all of this, then the digital asset would resume its upward momentum. The billionaire expects that not only will the central banks raise interest rates due to high inflation, but also likely raise these interest rates by as high as 50 basis points. However, this cannot continue on forever, and that the Fed will eventually need to ease up. This is when Novogratz predicts that Bitcoin will go to the moon. Send it. This is what the billionaire expects will push the Bitcoin price of the digital asset as high as $500,000 per coin. Novogratz did not stop at $500,000, though. The Bitcoin proponent and maximalist also explained that he expects the digital asset to eventually reach as high as $1 million per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mike Novogratz. I feel it's only a matter of time, and I agree 100% with him and Kathy Wood of ARK Invest that we will eventually see a $1 million Bitcoin price. Now, it seems that Bitcoin is not the only asset of concern for Novogratz during the conference. He also touched upon the US dollar as he expressed hope that the currency would continue to be strong instead of continuing to fall. Now, piecing together the relationship between Bitcoin and the dollar, the billionaire explained that the dollar going to infinity would mean Bitcoin going to infinity, which would overall mean that is not good for the Western world in any way. Quoting him here, I go to and I pray that the stewards of the U.S. economy don't screw it up, said Novogratz. I really do pray that the dollar is going to be strong and that it doesn't go to infinity, because Bitcoin going to infinity means that the rest of the Western world has really fallen apart. And he makes a great point. Now, the Galaxy Digital CEO has previously said that Bitcoin is going to $500,000. And he also explained that he saw most cryptocurrencies dying out with time, but that more people would want to own the digital asset, which would be the major driver behind it hitting this price point. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Novogratz that we can expect a $500,000 and eventually $1 million Bitcoin price. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin trader eyes $38,000 dip as Kathy Wood confirms her $1 million Bitcoin price target by 2030. I also shared breaking news, lightning to strike Shopify merchants with addition of Bitcoin payments, as well as Samson Mao making major announcements, introducing new nation state adoption for crypto at the Bitcoin 2022 conference, which means Bitcoin legal tender in Portugal, Honduras, and Mexico. Also in today's show, we discussed Mike Novogratz's $500,000 and $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below.